How do you manifest that one thing? Like one thing, you just like, Summer, if only this one thing would happen, like everything else would turn around. I really need this. I really want this. Well, we're going to do that. We're going to manifest one thing in 30 days. And if it doesn't happen in 30 days, don't get your panties in a wad, because you'll still have created the momentum, the movement, the forward thrust, the template, the blueprint, everything your flow needs to finally completely understand you are serious as everything about this. And you want it, and you are bent on becoming it. Keyword, you don't create it, you become it. So here we go. Ready? Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
All right, darling. So we're going to manifest one thing in 30 days. I know that sounds like a very tall order. So I get a question a lot from you. How do I see proof? How do I make this thing happen? How do I just, you know, I want something and I manifest parking spots all the time, but I, you know, what I'm asking for is a magnitude higher. Well, I am going to break this down and make it real, real simple. What I do when there is something inside me that's like, you know what? I would love this. Hey, universe, flow, like source, God, you know, just life. I'm really aiming for this. It's on my goal list. And it's what I want to craft in my life next. And that's how I look at it. Like, I'm crafting something. I'm not manifesting it or making it. Like, I'm crafting it. It's an art. My life is an art. And here's my creative vision for it. Now, this already kind of sets it aside in a different category, a different level. It's not like, I need it. You know, I'm needy. This will fix me. It'll fix everything. Mm-mm. I'm pulling myself out of a powerless mindset, and I'm putting myself in a, I'm the artisan here. I am the magician. I'm the maker. I am the craftsman. Ah, you see? Like right there, that's the very first flip that you need to make in your head when you go about saying, this is what I'm going to be or do or become. So that's the first step, step one. Step two, you should know what flow dreaming is, right? I mean, just flat out. If you don't know what flow dreaming is, I really want to encourage you, go back and listen to a great episode. It was fairly recent. It's called Flow Dreaming 101. And I believe, what episode is it here? I just recorded it. Let me just find it for you. Flow Dreaming 101. Oh, how come I don't have it? 618, number 618, Flow Dreaming 101. You got to learn how to flow. You got to get the kit. You know, I've got a free, totally free. I teach you how to flow for free. It's like a human right in my mind. You can't sell it. You have to just, it's a free thing. Learn it. It's part of you. So I give it to you in this tutorial, in this kit that you can get from the website. So once you understand the basis of flow dreaming, it's not meditation, it's not self-hypnosis, it's not affirmations, but it's a beautiful, like, natural organic synthesis that you practice that just feels so great. Number two, okay, you got to know what we're talking about when I say you're going to flow now. Number three, and third thing I do when I am bent on manifesting something in a short time period. Okay, so we put the short time period on it because it's not that I want to have it absolutely happen, bing, you know, like taking a pie out of the oven after 30 minutes. That's not the point of the 30-day idea. The point of the 30-day idea is I want you to change yourself in 30 days. I want you to develop a practice inside of you that you focus on, So it's like rewriting and rewriting and rewriting and rewriting. Pretend you have all this really crummy code in you. You're a computer, code, basically. I don't know anything about programming, as you can tell. So anybody who programs out there, you're welcome to laugh at me through this part. But you have a computer code, right? You're in Java. Or Oracle, isn't that an old one or something? PHP, there we go. I know a few things. I know at least the names of some of these. So you have this code and it's just really buggy and it's just like really terrible and it's super outdated and it keeps returning error after error after error in your life. Well, what if every day you're going in there and you are writing a new code, one that is smooth and it is pure and it is bug-free and it is brilliant and it is flying off the screen and it is taking wing in your life? That's the point of 30 days. Because we want that old code to get knocked down and basically obliterated. And the more you practice it, the more of the rewriting occurs. Now that is powerful. That's seriously powerful. This is so different than what we often do in our lives, which is like we get into this hoping and wanting, and we're like, I really want this to happen. I really hope this happens. And then we dwell on, but it's not happening, and I'm dealing with all this crap right now, and I'm just going to deal with this crap, 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 crap. Oh my gosh. Apologies, parents with your kids listening, but there you go. But we get caught in this crap cycle, you know? And oh my God, did I just coin something? The crap cycle. My God, I'm laughing at my own joke. It's like the lack cycle, folks, but it's the crap cycle. It's one less. So that's what most of us are doing. We're caught in the crap cycle and we are wishing and hoping, and every now and then we're flowing for it. But can you see how this doesn't really change things? But when you're on this 30-day program here, this 30-day goal, what you're saying is every day I'm rewriting this crap cycle. The new code is going in. That's number three, right? Number four. And I might get these numbers messed up because I'm already way off my notes for today's episode. Number four. Now that you know you're going to do this and you're going to commit to it daily, right? You are committing to it daily. You're saying every single day I'm going to do this. I want you to pick a time. When? When's it going to happen? Now, I just did a cool little bonus episode very recently. Which one was it? I think it was, 619, Where Do You Flow? Give you some ideas of how other people have integrated the practice into their life, like when they're flowing, when they're going in there and they're really feeling those great emotional endpoints. Pick a time, right? Get solid about this. You're going to do your practice. Number five, it's time to pick your emotional endpoints. Okay. And you're like, what's an emotional endpoint? Welcome if you're brand new to this program. Yes, we talk about your consciousness and we talk about creating and manifesting and living and working as a magician in your life. So your emotional endpoints are something that I teach all of my students. Those of you who are in Me School or have been listening for a long time, you've heard me talk about emotional endpoints a lot. Emotional endpoints are the feeling states that you want to be in as a result of the thing happening that you hope to have happen. You get it? So we go around life doing things because we want them to make us feel a certain way. I mean, period. Everything, this is unquantifiable? Not quite yet. Not quite there, but the idea is everything you do, you think will achieve an emotional space in you. You show up and go to work each day because, yeah, you have to, right? But really, why? Well, to earn money. But why? Well, if I earn money, then I can pay my bills. But why? Well, if I pay my bills, then I have a place to sleep and I have food. But why? Because then I feel safe, right? I'm safe. I need security. I need to be in a safe, stable place. Bingo. You just found your emotional endpoint. Why you go to work? Ultimately, you want to create safety in your life. And going to work and getting the money, and that's the route that you chose to reach that feeling of, hey, I paid my bills and me and my family, we're safe, right? We're fed and we're clothed and we're happy and we're safe. Everything you do has an endpoint to it. So whenever you're manifesting something, I want you to, one, look at the thing you're trying to make. And believe me, I know, we all have a goal, like a thing. You know, like I want to, you know, start my new retail shop and I want to make sure I get I want to have a brilliant opening in 30 days with lots of customers. Fantastic. Great goal. What's the emotional endpoint? Well, I'm opening up this shop because I feel like finally for the first time in my life, I'm going to do something that I really want to do. And what is that emotional endpoint? Well, I'm actually trying to get total emotional fulfillment. I want to be emotionally fulfilled. I want to feel like I'm living my purpose. Great. Your emotional endpoint is I'm living my purpose. You guys get where I'm going with this? Crucial. Now you say, well, if I just focus on living my purpose, then how do I know if the shop is actually going to happen? I mean, maybe something else will happen that makes me feel like I'm living my purpose. Well, that's my question to you. Does that matter? What if your greater self, your flow, everything knows that opening the shop is just one step on the journey to your total emotional fulfillment and living your purpose. Your eye is on the short-term goal. Your life's eye, your flow's eye, your every big part of you, physical and non-physical, says, well, you want your life's purpose? You want to feel like you're living in your passion and in your power? Go for it, my child. We support you. Because you keep telling us this, we're going to do everything. We're going to pull on every string to make that happen. That might mean you're going to have a great opening or a dismal opening, but you will still be reaching closer that beautiful life's purpose. The emotional goal is always number one, numero uno. And it often explains why the goals that we run toward don't always pan out. And we say, oh, but you know what? You've got to do it anyway. Because it's a piece of the path. It's the next inspired action, one piece leading to the next. It's like rolling the dice. So you have your emotional endpoint chosen. You know what feeling you want your goal to give you. Now what? Well, you're going to flow on it. You're going to flow dream on it. You're going to flow dream on it. You're going to flow dream on it. You're going to go into your flow. You're going to go into that emotional endpoint. And this is key. This is key. And what is this? Number five? Flow dream on it. We're going to become this emotional endpoint. We are going to become this joyful shop owner. We're going to become this person who is absolutely thrilled to be unlocking and jingling those keys in that beautiful door that opens up your shop. And you see the display cases in the big glass windows, and you see people coming in and their eyes lighting up and they are lining up behind the cash register. You see and you feel all of that, but mostly what you're feeling is, God, this is so fulfilling. I feel so safe. I feel comfortable. The money is pouring in. I am finally growing into my craft. I am giving what I am best at giving. I am doing it. I'm feeling it. I'm in my purpose, right? The emotional endpoint is there, and then you can prop it up with all the little props of your shop or anything that feels right. Remember, you may or may not get the shop piece, but that's what the focus is. So go ahead, put some great energy around it. But make sure most of it goes on the endpoint. Now, this happens every day for 30 days, every day. Now, you would think that this is where you stop. You're like, cool, I got it. Send me on my way. I'm a co-creator. I'm a manifester. This is awesome. Well, no, I'm not done yet. The last little piece, you need to manage your lack thoughts around it as well. Right? Talking about the crap cycle here. Because every day, you're going to be flow dreaming for this. You're going to be feeling it. And every day, there's going to be a little bit of chatter going on that says, yeah, but where am I going to get the money for it? And, oh yeah, it's probably not good timing, you know, because I still need to keep my day job. And honest to God, I don't know how this is going to actually happen. And I'm kind of afraid, like, I don't want to sign a lease. What if it doesn't work out? I'm going to be screwed. My family's going to be mad. My husband's going to shame me for having taken such a terrible risk. Oh my gosh. You know these thoughts. They're the ones that have kept you in check all this time. These are your lack thoughts. This is the big dragging back, the rubber band that's snapping you backwards, even as you're trying to flow forwards. These need to be seen, managed, and swatted away. You need to see them. You need to see them. And sometimes that's the hardest thing, because our lack thoughts are habituated in us, right? There's something called catastrophe thinking. It means that we go toward the worst possible scenario first because it makes us feel safe if we can solve it. But what's really happening is we're communicating to the universe, oh my God, this terrible thing's going to happen, but I can master it. Well, so the universe is like, this is so confusing. I mean, she's saying she wants this brilliant store opening and she wants to feel like she's living her purpose. And she's also saying, I'm totally prepared for it to flop. And I will know I have an exit plan. I'm going to escape and I'm going to, and I'm going to say, oh my gosh, what do we give her? I don't understand. I guess we'll just give her a little of both, maybe, or maybe we'll just kind of keep her on a holding position and do nothing, because clearly, she doesn't really know what she wants. So seeing those lack thoughts and managing them is crucial. And I could do a whole show on it. And in fact, I have. I've done many shows on lack thinking. Scroll through my archives, you'll find those. But if you don't do that, then all this great work you're doing is like, it's like filling up a bathtub with a beautiful bubble bath and then immediately pulling the drain and watching all the water drain out the very, before you ever climb in the bath. So if you can do those, six things now, you've got this mastered. I mean, it's such a simple formula when I describe it to you, but the practice of it is where you really get into the deep learning. The practice of it is when you recognize, I'm growing as I do this. Wow, I can feel myself changing. That, my friends, is the beauty. I mean, that's the icing on the cake. So that is how I personally manifest something in 30 days. And I'm going to leave you with one last thought about this. Remember, you got to let go of your need for the timeline. Let go of need to see proof or the way that you think it should happen. This is the trickiest point for so many of us. I spend so many hours teaching people the difference here of how to hold a desire and simultaneously be joyful and content in the present. Because the minute that you start holding a desire and then start feeling squeezed toward that desire, oh, I want it, I need it, it's not happening, when's it going to happen? I'm getting frustrated, right? It's like you start immediately undoing the beautiful, precious work you've done. So you've got to stay in this sweet spot of it'll happen when it happens. And if this exact thing doesn't happen, something better will happen. But I'm still going to be playing with all the emotional endpoints around this goal that I want. I'm going to simultaneously exist in a state of deep desire and complete release of that desire. Like right there, that is the, what is that? The golden mean or that pinpoint right in the middle. So keep that in mind. The 30-day thing is not about the goal itself coming. The 30-day is about you being in the state of that thing day after day for 30 days so that you are communicating clearly and powerfully, that you are scrubbing away the crappy code and putting in the brilliant code. That is the point of it. At the end of 30 days, you will be different. And when you become different, your life becomes different around you. Now with that, I'm going to let you all go. Go on merrily on your way. Please flow, right? Get this going. Pick your thing. And I'm going to suggest if you want to really kind of beef this up, use one of the flow drims from my shop. Pick it to support the thing that you're after. If it's money, like I have one called More Money Monthly. Maybe that's what you want. Use that one as part of your 30-day plan. If it's something that's not specifically there in my shop, I have a lot of things in my shop from, gosh, finding a new home or releasing clutter and getting organized, finishing projects, all kinds of stuff. But if your specific one isn't there, just pick up this or better. This or better. Basically, that one nails what we just talked about. This, that's the thing you're aiming for, or better. Which is you saying, I'm aiming for it, but ultimately I'm aiming for that emotional endpoint. So flow, source, we're in this together. You show me what's better that I can't even conceive of in my little human brain yet, because I am down for that. So those are my suggestions for you if you want to take this to the next step. Okay, love you guys, and I'll see you next time for the next episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, my dears. Would you like to work with me privately, one-on-one? Because I would like to work with you. In fact, I usually have one or two spots open for this kind of deep, transformative one-on-one work with me. We go deep into you, your life, where you're going, where you've been, and what's holding you back. We'll spend hours together going into flow, where I personally lead you, guide you through the experience, guide you into the next step, into creating these custom crafted flow dreams just for you. Now, if you know anything about me, you know that I have been doing this work for a long, long time. So I bring all of this knowledge, experience, both real world and practical in terms of going big, business building, whatever it is that you're trying to create, the deep simmering desire in your heart, I will help you get it into the world in a much, much bigger way than it is now. All it takes is you trusting yourself that you can do it, that we can do this together, and that it's going to be worth it to you to make this kind of inner investment in your life. Look, we're in a new decade. When is it going to happen for you? When is it going to be time for you to reach out and really give your extraordinary greatness into this world? If you're interested in becoming one of my private personal students, all you have to do is go to flowdreaming.com/coaching or send me an email, summer@flowdreaming.com. So if you're ready to really rock it out, go big, you've seen what I've done, you want to have a similar plan of your own to follow, then I am here for you in private coaching. I've got your back.